I talk too much, and I trust too much. That's why you have a spare key to my apartment. And that's how you know I take medication to help me sleep at night. Like a log, you ask? Like I'm dead, I laugh. We talk a lot, being neighbours. You can't keep your eyes off my fat tits. Don't you think I notice stuff like that? But it's so common, I shrug it off. You wait until the weekend to build up your courage. You prepare. Listen at your door for when I get back home, and then wait till well past midnight. What if you come too early? Out in the corridor, it's dark. All is silent. No jingling with the keys. You open both locks to my door and slide in, smooth and quiet. First time you're in my place. Still smells of the late dinner I made. Is the scent of curry a turn on for you? You listen for sounds. Maybe I'm staying up late. The excuses are ready. Thought I saw someone enter. Could have sworn I heard a sound. Oops, took the wrong door. They're fucking dumb, but it's all you've got. And aren't you a lucky boy? You won't need them. Good thing these apartments are all the same. Because my bedroom is in the same place as yours. And you navigate through the night until you stand on the threshold, peering in. That's me, right there. Bed in a corner. Bedside table next to it. An empty glass. A bottle of pills. And a lamp giving off a dim light. You knock on the doorframe all the same. Tap, tap, tap. Loud knocks. I don't stir. It makes your heartbeat thump against your chest. You're really going to do this, aren't you? You slink in, shameful, excited. What a blessing that lamp is, illuminating just enough so you can see the ups and downs of my body beneath the blanket. So you can confirm my eyes are shut and my breathing slow. Standing by the bedside like a night terror, staring at me. Lowering the bag you brought to the floor. You reach out a hand to my face, fingers brushing against my lips, enough to feel my hot breath. I am still and serene, asleep. You slap my cheek, but not too hard. Don't want to leave a mark. Still, no reaction. You push a finger and cry my mouth, my feet. You hunker down next to me, so you can watch my pretty face and the dark hair that frames it, while you peel away the blanket, starting from below. It slides over my right leg, and you see that I go to bed in a nightgown. And socks. The socks make me feel safe before I tuck in. Like no monster under the bed can get me as long as they're on. You are kind enough to leave them on. With one hand, you move up from my ankle, over the smooth skin. Fingers trailing over the slight bend by my knee, They push harder into my flesh when you reach my thick thigh, because you can't help yourself. The rest of the leg is still beneath the blanket, and you dare push further, higher, closer. The nightgown bunches about my waist, and as you slip your hand beneath it, something tickles your knuckles. Your mouth is dry. Is it? Yes. No panties on. Maybe I just like the feel of it. Does the thought of my naked pussy turn you on so much? The word runs rampant in your mind. Pussy. Pussy. My pussy. It flips a switch in you. You pull your arm back as if you touched a hot stove, unbuckling and unbuttoning, pulling your pants off, letting your rigid cock free. You leave the pants crumpled on the floor, and you hesitate for a moment about your shirt. But then you imagine feeling my naked body against yours, my big breasts crushed between us. And your cock is so hard it hurts. The shirt is off in seconds. The blanket dragged to the side entirely, pushed against the wall. I'm lying on my back, arms down my sides, legs parted ever so slightly, and you clamber onto the bed halfway up, pushing your elbows down by my knees and digging your arms up under, hands coming up to wrap around my hips. Only a small bit of the nightgown still offers modesty, an overhead of fabric casting a hiding shadow over my sex. You inhale the scent of me. And it is me now, not the curry from before. I smell of sweat and perfume. Your cock strains against the linens, bent uncomfortably as your fingers seize the hem of the nightgown and pull up. My pussy. Black bush and all. You lean in inches from it, and you plant a kiss on my lips. And another. And another. I taste of cunt. What did you expect? You burrow your face in it, happy to just let my pussy grind against your mouth, your nose, your chin, your cheeks. Your tongue laps at my labia minora, and your lips follow, suckling on it. Do you think that's what I would have liked from a lover? Are you imagining my moans, loud and piercing? Yes, there. Yes, my cunt. Oh, my cunt. But I'm quiet. Even now, while you suck and slurp, you're the only one making noise. You slather my pussy in saliva. You stick your tongue into me and press your nose against my clit. You close your eyes and groan. You'd planned to drag this out, to work on every part of my body long into the night, to take your time. But you've never been this hard before. Never experienced a lust so fervent. You need to fuck me. You need to fuck me before you come anywhere else but in my pussy. So you crawl up along my body, like a beast. You pull my plump tits out of the nightgown, hands digging like claws into the meat. Thick teats against your palms. My body is pliant and slack. My head tilted to the side, stuck in dreamless slumber. The bed creaks as you part my legs with your own, as you knee me in the thighs to create more space. Your cock slides along my bush, cunt hairs caressing it. With a curse, you pull back and try again, but you're off the mark entirely, stuck in the crevice between thigh and hip. On the third try, you take it slow. Holding my breasts, you guide your cock towards my pussy, lining it up, and then, when you feel the warmth of my flesh, you push it in. There must be more than just spit, because it's so easy, and soft, and wet. You are raping me. In, out, in, out, in, out. The bed creaks beneath us. You shift your grip. Your hands slide off my breast to my shoulders, and you pin me in place, rising above me. You realize you want to see my breasts bounce and roll, and you want to see my pussy swallow your cock. You look down the length of your body to see where we both meet, to watch your cock rape my pussy. In, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out, in, out. My breasts bounce for you, set into circular motion. You pump into me quicker, harder, raping me, fucking me, taking me. You imagine meeting me in the corridor tomorrow, wielding this secret over me. There are condoms in your pants, but it's not enough. You must breed me, own my body without me knowing. In your head, you hear the moans you're sure I would have made if I was awake. And you come so hard, sinking on top of me just as lifeless as I am, while your cock fills me up. It takes minutes before you recover. While your cock shrinks and grows limp, still inside, you feel cum pour out, and you panic. Rolling off, you hurriedly wipe as much cum as you can off of me, using the blankets. You curse under your breath as you pull the nightgown down again, casting worried glances at your clock and my face. Finally, once the blanket has been pulled up to my chin again, you scurry back to your place, careful to bring everything with you, leaving behind only the cum too deep to reach.